On second down, Hurts drops, steps up. He's looking, he's rolling, he's back, still looking, and he is firing for the end zone. Touchdown! Wide open, touchdown, and it goes to Johan Dotson.
The opening touchdown, Hurts to Dotson. Elliott Hugh put up a, he took a screenshot of the play where Hurts threw to Dotson. And the pocket that Jalen Hurts is in.
Pretty pocket.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it. He's just standing there, and there's no defender within, 5 yards of him. It was one of the most remarkable combinations of blocking. And I also give Jalen some credit on it, Hugh. He had a lot of patience. At first, did you notice? I think the internal clock in his head started going off like,
yeah, and like he was about to run.
Yeah, he was going to leave. And then he's like, wait a second. I can just stay here. No one's coming near me. It was incredible. A great moment early in the game as the Eagles score to go up 7-0. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to your phone calls here, and then we got to get into tonight. Monday Night Football, the Monday Night playoff game. The Vikings, Rams, neutral site in Arizona. Who do we want? What do we expect as we await the Eagles' opponent on Sunday? We got Herb here in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, Jellio? You Douglas.
What's going on,
Herb,
man?
What's up?
Oh, boy. Yeah, boy, somebody fumbled that. Right away, they came out punching. It's going to be a physical game, boy. That's the way we're going to have to play on Sunday. We got some weather coming. Yeah, there might be some bad weather coming in, so let's get the dogs out. Hoo, hoo. Let's get the dogs out. Hoo, hoo. We going to go out and hit. We going to get 3 or 4 more interceptions. And we're going to get some fumbles, too, boy. Watch. You watch, boy. This week is going to be the gangrene is coming out like the old days. Like Buddy Ryan, like Dick Vermeil. Here they come, baby. Just watch it. Yeah, boy. Jalen Hurts. Yeah, he fakes the rollout. He's going to run that baby down for 40-yard touchdown right down Right down the sideline, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, my boy, 88, here he comes. Yes, sir, the tight end, J.J. Brown's going to get his, he's going to get his touchdown. Number six is going to get his touchdown, here come the offense. Our boys are clicking now, you watch on Sunday, don't matter who's coming to town, the Rams or the Vikings. We know what to do. Bring out that old playbook from a few years ago when we won the Super Bowl. And we smashed up Atlanta and we smashed up Minnesota.
That's right, Herb.
Oh, yeah. Here we come.
I like the Herb pump-up speech of the Monday.
Baby.
Oh, I am.
Herb,
I
am.
Yeah, smell something. I got Trotter Jr. He's going to make some plays this week.
How about the fumble recovery yesterday, Herb? How about that?
Yeah, his father's proud of him, boy. Let me tell you.
Of course he is.
You know that, brother.
Herb, who do you want on Sunday? You want the Rams or Vikings?
I don't care who comes. We're going to be prepared to play.
Bring either in. Bring them both. Screw it.
It don't matter who. We're going to play for this. We're going to play this week and put ourselves one game away from the Super Bowl. That's what it's about.
Right, Herb. I like that.
I'm fired up.
Monday, a more Monday, Herb. Here, you ready?
I'm ready.
You have goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
That third game.
I don't think you do. I don't know. Only a Monday.
New Orleans.
Fire up that bus, Herb. You ready?
Yeah, fire it up, baby. Get it started.
All right, Herb. Hydrate this week. Get yourself ready for Sunday, buddy. There he goes. Herb in the Northeast, everyone. We'll pump up speed on Monday. It's only Monday. I expect better by Friday. Though he did
better than that?
Yeah, I do. No, if you're looking for an early same game parlay, he gave us 4 touchdown scores and is calling for 5 turnovers they're going to cause.
So. That's a hell of a day.
Yeah, that feels like a blowout for the Eagles. But I like optimistic Herb on Monday. Let's talk to Brad in Haddon Heights, who has a thought on the quarterback situation. What's up, Brad?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing, Brad?
Oh, I ain't too bad. It's a good day. Good Monday.
For sure. We got a playoff win. So what are you thinking here?
I'm worried. I've been worried all year, and I've been saying the same thing all year, and everybody thought I was crazy back in preseason, but I truly believe our Tom Brady slash Nick Foles is just waiting in the wings, and we're wasting this defense on Jalen Hurts. And I'm just tired of seeing him. It's almost like his eyes are wrong. I don't know what is going on. I've seen glimpses this year. I think that Steelers game, I don't think the Steelers defense was what it was in the beginning of the season. So I just think our best chance is to put the kid in.
And do what?
Run the offense.
Brad.
The way it should
Brad,
be
Brad, what was the purpose of yesterday's game? What was the ultimate goal of yesterday's game? The win, right?
Yes, sir.
Did he win?
He won.
So now you want to
Wait a minute, Brad, I'm not done.
I was gonna tie it up in a nice little bow for if you give me that opportunity. Are you gonna allow me to have
that
opportunity?
Nope.
So you're gonna put a young, unproven guy in because you saw a couple quarters of him in a game with elimination. It's a one and done situation. You're gonna tell the fan base that's what you're gonna do on a Monday. After you just saw Jalen Hurts go out there off of 4 weeks rest and do what he did yesterday? Because you don't like the way the offense looked yesterday?
I like the way the offense looked, or
You didn't like the way the offense looked.
I like the offense. I like our players.
Who gives you – okay, Brad, calm down. Calm down, Brad. It ain't no need to get bit out of shape. Who gives you the best chance of winning Sunday against whomever we play? Who do you feel gives you the best chance of winning?
A large pocket quarterback.
No, Brad. I would like a name.
Doesn't run out of the pocket.
Brad, realistically, who gives us the best chance of winning a playoff game Sunday against Minnesota or L.A.?
Not Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Tell me why do you feel whomever else you put in there is give you a better chance of winning? Give me that scenario.
Can I speak now?
Right. The floor is yours, bro.
Thank you, sir. What I saw at the beginning of the game when he did sit in the pocket and he made that pass to Jahan Dotson, I was very impressed. I didn't think he had that in him. But after that, I really didn't see that, to tell you the truth. I seen a lot of – it almost looked like he had tapped out. He knew he didn't have it. And it almost looked like he wanted to get hurt. He wanted to get out of that game.
Wait a minute. Let him cook. Where did he look like he wanted to get hurt? Could you point that out specifically to me in
he
the
would
game?
Run.
Where
he would almost run, and it was like a half slide or something. I don't know what was going on. And then he would get up, and he had that look he had when he got all banged up in the game and got a concussion. He had that same look.
So you mean to tell me he had a look?
He don't have the stuff. You can love him up all you want, but I'm just
no, Brad. What I'm trying to get you to realize, like, listen, better. Brad, calm. First of all, calm down. If you don't like Jalen, just say that. But you're trying to tell me a guy looks scared who just came off a concussion protocol. What do you want him to look like, Brad? I mean, what do you want to see?
Look like he's sitting on the bench with the real quarterback that we need in there.
You know what's funny about your conversation, Brad? Is I gave you an opportunity to sit here and voice your opinions, and then you made it stupid. Like you made the conversation stupid. How did he look afraid, Brad? Buddy just came off a concussion protocol.
Like he was sweating. He looked like he wasn't right or something.
Okay. So in your world, Tanner McKee gives us the best chance of winning against the teams that we're playing against this weekend.
I've been saying that since the beginning of the season.
All right, okay. Brad. I need to jump in.
You have a wonderful day.
I need to jump in. And I didn't want to do this because everyone last week was – and I don't want to demean the kid. He's a developing young player, right, Tanner McKee? And he might end up being – I mean, Hugh called him the future 2 weeks ago. He was a McKee maniac. And I appreciate anyone who thinks he could become something. And maybe he will, right? Like, I'm not trying to do this. If you think Tanner McKee gives him a better chance to win a playoff game on Sunday – you're nuts. I mean, you're nuts. Like, we've gone too far. We're to the point where we're skipping over the backup quarterback to go to the third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Can I just point out something about Tanner McKee? Tanner McKee won 6 college games. If I'm being kind, he was a below average college quarterback. It doesn't mean he can't improve, and I think he has improved from when he was at Stanford to now, right? We saw in the preseason, he got a chance to play. You got a chance to talk to him last week. I think it was last Monday, right, on the players?
Yeah.
He seems like a good kid, and he seems like he's developing, and maybe he's going to become something one day. I mean, let's calm down a second. He had 9 of his 23 starts in college throwing the completion percentage under 60%. He had 4 under 50%. I have my questions on Jalen, too, Hugh. I think all year he has been more average than great. I think that's being fair. But there's a big line between average NFL quarterback play and third-string quarterback play, Hugh. I don't understand it. Like, I don't get how we've gotten there to Jalen Hurts. If you want to be concerned or you want to say, I don't know if he's good enough right now to win a Super Bowl, I think you're very fair to say that.
Yeah,
but
that's
to
fair.
Say Tanner McKee is better
that's
is nuts.
What I'm saying. And I gave Brad the opportunity, but it just got stupid at that point because you're sitting here telling me as an Eagles fan with a straight face or whatever it was you were trying to do that you would rather have in this do-or-die situation, this one-and-done situation, you want to have a rookie quarterback, a young quarterback who's only had one game under his belt, lead your team to a victory in a one-and-done scenario. That's just like, no, I'm not saying you're stupid, Brad, but that's stupid to say. That is real stupid to say. That is not being realistic. That is something based on purely that you just don't like Jalen. You would have been better off just calling in here saying, I don't like Jalen Hurts, and then giving me those reasons instead of the stupid conversation that you was trying to have with that. Because that's not the reality of the situation that we're in right now. We're in a one-and-done scenario, and you're going to sit here with a straight face and try to tell me he's the best chance that we got to win a game? Stop it.
We thought he was a McKee maniac. That guy was a real McKee maniac.
My favorite part of this is the Eagles don't even think he's their second best chance to win.
If they had that much confidence in him, they'd have moved him up.
Right. Yesterday, he was designated as the third quarterback.
Was he the emergency?
Yeah, he was. Kenny Pickett was the backup yesterday. So, like, the Eagles, who have as much information as anyone, right, they know all three players, they don't think he's their second best option, let alone the first. We can have concern about the passing game. I think we all deep down do to an extent, and we're going to see how far this thing goes. And it's gone very far. I mean, they're in the final four of the NFC. That's the truth. But the McKee stuff is just, it's bananas. I mean, it's really, again, he had 4 games in college completing under 50%. Like, this guy was a 6th-round pick. The idea that we just have the next Tom Brady sitting here is probably not the case, McKee Maniacs. I'm sorry to let you down on a Monday. He's probably not Brady 2.0. Clay is up next. What's up, Clay?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Clay? What do you feel?
Yeah, I'm talking about why the passing game is not a problem.
Okay.
The reason the passing game is not a problem is because we don't need to pass to win. We're the only team in the league who can literally run and win games.
For now.
I mean, and y'all say when we play these better teams, will it work? But we played better teams and better offense. We played the Ravens the same way. When he threw 19 passes, mm-hmm. had 100 yards, but we won the game comfortably.
If they played again, do you think they could do it again?
I mean, I do. The way this team is built, on offense and defense, why not?
So Clay, I mean, you're right, and so far it's worked. I still believe at some point, and that could be this Sunday, I think most likely it's going to be in Detroit for a title game, they're going to have to throw up more to win.
Right. I mean, we might, but everybody looking at it wrong, like we don't have to throw 40 to 50 passes to win. We don't need 400 yards of passing to win, and that's not a bad thing. Everybody just looking at it wrong.
No, I don't think anyone's asking for 400, but like
I'm saying, or 300. We win.
No, I agree. But Clay, there were an hour went by, like of real time yesterday, without a pass completed. That didn't concern you?
And we didn't have the best game, but we still won by 12. We could have won by 19. So imagine if we clicking on all cylinders.
Well, but that's what we want, right? We want to click on all.
The only thing Jalen Hurts could do is better is what, go 20 for 20? Because we don't need to throw 40 passes to win. We don't.
I agree with you on that. But yet,
every team can't win this way.
Sure. But, I mean, at some, don't you want to have a better passing game, though?
I mean, we could. Is the goal not to win?
No, but that's not the question.
Because we don't need it. We don't need it.
Well, they haven't needed it yet. I mean, haven't needed it yet and will need it to win the whole thing.
The team has proved this since the bye. We averaged 21 21 passes a game, and we win every game.
Clay, I get it. And you, the Ravens' point you brought out is a good one, but let's just play it out the next 3 weeks. The next 3 weeks, okay. They may have to beat a 14-win Vikings team, we're about to talk about the game, a 15-win Lions team, and then one of three quarterbacks is going to end up in the Hall of Fame one day, right? So, like, this is probably going to be a little bit more challenging the next 3 weeks, one, two, three in a row.
Until a team make it have to pass 40 times to win, why change? We limit turnovers.
Well, let me help you out, Clay, because this is what it is. Like, as a former athlete and somebody that played at the highest level, you want to try to work on your deficiency so that it won't become a problem as you progress through the playoffs. You know what I mean? Just like what Joe's trying to say is this. There's going to be a game where you might play, say, next week, whomever we line up against. They might stop the run. And if that's our bread and butter, then what do we have to get them take pressure off of that running game? It has to be the passing game. Have to be able to throw the ball.
Jalen can throw. It ain't like he can't. We just haven't had to.
But to Joe's point, it might be a game where, you know, you're right. The 12 to 13 passes game, that has been good for us. But there might be a game where there has to be more volume in the passing game. And what I mean by that is, in order to loosen up the running game, because a team might say, okay, Jalen might make a couple plays, but I know he's not the quarterback that's built to throw the ball all game long. And it might be a game where they might challenge him like that. They might say, I'm not letting Saquon Barkley beat me. They might say, Jalen needs to beat me with his arm.
And I believe he can.
I believe he can.
I think we all believe he can, but most of this year, that's not what has happened. Clay, good phone call. Let me make a quick comp, and then we'll get to the Vikings-Rams stuff in tonight, who we want to win. Back during the Philly season, they were up and down with their offense, and you could point to a lot of different players. Maybe you'd use Trey Turner as an example. And I can imagine there was probably a phone call on this radio station, like, this won't matter. Their pitching is so good, this won't matter. And then what happened in the Mets series? Their pitching got hit a little bit, and they couldn't score to win a high-scoring game and beat the Mets. They did it once in Game 2, but they couldn't do it in Game 3. In Game 4, when Lindor hit the home run, I don't know about you guys, but I felt like it's over because I didn't think the Phillies' offense was going to just come alive all of a sudden. Like, you need everything. That's how teams win championships. They have everything. Last year, Hugh, the Chiefs were more of a defensive team, but by the end, what did they need to get over the Niners?
Hey, they needed a quarterback to make some plays, man. I mean, that's the thing. I don't think – we have to be realistic in everything that we're seeing. Yes. Was the performance yesterday good enough to get you through the first round? Yes. Now, nobody's sitting here saying that, you know, the performance is going to be sustainable throughout the whole playoff run. Nobody's saying that. And that's why you have to evolve and change. Yesterday's performance was good enough to win. They know that, and they did it. But it has to be better in order to win it all.
No doubt. All right, let's talk about this coming week. Sunday, 3 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field. We got one of two teams coming in. Hugh, let's talk about this. Vikings-Rams tonight. It's the Monday night game. So there's a lot here. First of all, the game's being played in Arizona, unfortunately, because of the wildfires in Southern California. So there's no home field tonight. It's a neutral site game. I have no idea what the crowd will be like. You know, I guess people, you know, could just...
They're going to try. Some people are going to try, but it's kind of last minute, too.
Yeah, it's weird. So,
and then probably some of the L.A. fans, the ones that they have, they're probably dealing with other stuff.
Of course. So I don't know what kind of crowd we get tonight. So I'm going to just remove that. Just call this... You remember the pandemic year where you had like half crowds and it was like no home field? That's what I kind of feel tonight. It's not really going to help the Rams or really help anyone. Hugh, what do you make of the matchup? So it's a 14-win on the road Vikings team against the Rams. My gut tells me the Vikings are better, but it's hard. You know, McVay and Stafford, they're dangerous too.
Yeah, they are. But I look at it like this, and either team we get, I feel that we match up well against. I think that both of those teams having to move to a neutral site kind of affects them more so than, you know, a team that had one on playing at home. I really don't care who we play, but if we had a choice between the two, I'd rather play Minnesota. I want Minnesota outside here with this raucous crowd, because the one thing that I saw yesterday that was pointed out at the pregame, Eagles fans don't sell their tickets. And it's, like, regardless of who we play, it's going to be a hostile environment here. Coming into to Lincoln Financial Field is going to be hostile. I'd rather have the dome team, because as the game progresses and that team, I don't care what they come out like.
Well, they're both dome teams, right?
But no, L.A. is more warm. It's warmer. I look
He means a true dome.
A true dome. Yeah, it's warmer. Regardless to what happens, either one of these teams that we play against, the game starts at 3. At halftime, it hits different if you're not used to being outside. Like, just like yesterday when we were sitting at the pregame, you could tell when the temperature started to drop. You could feel that. It's the same thing with football. You come in from that half, man, regardless of what you look like in that first half, especially if you're getting beat down. Getting hit in cold weather is a lot different, especially this time of year. It's a lot different.
I feel like a lot of stingers yesterday.
Yeah, it's a lot different, man. And if you're not used to it, it's going to be some cats that might want to tap out early. So I would say between the two, either one I wouldn't mind. But I would rather play Minnesota.
So I'm on the it's an interesting point about the dome thing. And also, Sam Darnold has no playoff experience until tonight. This will be his first game. So if they win, this will be his second game here on Sunday. Stafford and McVay have a lot of playoff experience. They won a Super Bowl. That all being said, I'd rather the Rams. We beat them already this year and really blew them out in their building. And man, the Vikings are a 14-win team. And just where the way the Eagles' offense is right now, I got to tell you guys, I'm a little plant-based about Brian Flores coming in here on Sunday. Hugh, I feel like Flores could give us some challenges.
Fits.
Yeah, some fits. I mean, he's a really good coordinator. I don't even think they have
this would be the best defense you face in a while.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be that. But I think you're going against – I think there's something to be said against going against a defense like the Eagles on a day-to-day basis. So, I mean, that doesn't scare me. And then, like I said, Joe, it's different when, you know, everybody hyped when the game start, but when that weather started to drop, if it's supposed to creep like it's supposed to, and that weather drops, man, it's different. It's just different. Especially if you're not used to that, it's different.
So hypothetical spreads on these games. If we get the Vikings here, the Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite in the game. If we get the Rams, they are a 6.5-point favorite in the game. So the line of FanDuel says the Vikings are the harder opponent. They did win 14 games. We shall see tonight, Vikings-Rams. All right, Hugh would rather see the Vikings. I would rather see the Rams. Kyle, what do you got? Vikings or Rams? Who do you want next week?
I want to see the Rams. I'm kind of with you on the Brian Flores thing. There were moments in the Packers game there where, like, I'm watching the Packers blitz like there's no tomorrow, and I'm just sitting there thinking, man, a really good defensive coordinator is going to do this 100 times versus the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. So
yeah,
I'd like to avoid the chances.
Yeah, I'd like to avoid that one. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll go through one of the coolest plays in Eagles playoff history. We saw it yesterday. We'll go through the moment, the check, and how it all came down. 215-592-9494. We will also get to the arena news yesterday with the Sixers, which hit like out of nowhere before this Eagles gets. Like, what? They're staying? We'll talk about that as well. 215-592-9494. What hit you the most from the game yesterday? And who do you want, Vikings or Rams, on Sunday? We'll find out tonight. It is a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk bacon. Let's talk about Hatfield bacon and how good Hatfield bacon is. Y'all know me. Y'all know I love to eat bacon. I can eat bacon at any time during the day. It's delicious, and there are so many different flavors and cuts that I can choose from, like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon, and that thick cut hardwood smoked bacon. But my absolute favorite is that extra thick cut maple brown sugar bacon. As a matter of fact, I had some of that this weekend, man. I cooked it on my little grill. It was awesome. Cooking bacon on the grill is like the best. So do yourself a favor and go get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your